Hi, friends, and welcome to Joy Is Now, the podcast where we take a psychologically minded look at life. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson Schaefer, psychotherapist, consultant, and resident psych enthusiast. Joy Is Now is sponsored by listeners like you. Visit patreon.com/LisaAndersonSchaefer to join the community and become an ongoing patron of the podcast. A special thanks to my Joy patrons, along with my sweet affiliate friends at Osea, the makers of clean seaweed skincare. Save 10% on your Osea purchase with the code JOYISNOW10. Hey, guess what? You can join me live every Thursday for an Instagram Live Q&A. I share updates about my project, This Is Miserable, my quest to learn to skateboard as a 45-year-old mom, and I'll answer your questions about past episodes and psych theory. Head on over to Instagram at Lisa Anderson Schaefer, Thursdays at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and join the conversation. And hey, bring a friend. It's going to be fun. Why caring doesn't mean agreeing. Psychology and the wall. Back in June, I hosted my friend and colleague, Dr. Erin Estrada, for episode 44 of Joy. We discussed many things about the therapeutic process for both patients and clinicians. I always enjoy talking with Erin because, as a clinician and a clinical psych graduate level professor, he has a valuable perspective on what sticks with patients, and what sticks in terms of training for future clinicians. He had a ton of gems to share, and I highly recommend you check out episode 44 if you haven't already. But something that he said in particular really stuck with me. About halfway through the episode, Erin drops this gem: caring doesn't mean agreeing. It felt like a wall within my mind instantly fell. My mouth hung wide open. I had all the goosebumps. And to be honest, I've been tossing around this phrase in my mind, caring doesn't mean agreeing, ever since. And side note, this is what's so cool about psychology, therapy, and internal work. Oftentimes we know the thing or have heard the thing, but it takes for the message to come at the right time and in the right way. Erin's words were a key to a lock, and they have since opened up a world of thought for me. But let's go back a minute. Why is it important to think on this idea? Why is understanding that caring doesn't necessarily mean agreeing? Why is this so significant? Because this bit of understanding impacts everything. I think the two best examples of the significance of this idea exist in childhood and in leadership. Let's start with childhood. We know that boundaries create healthy children. Setting limits, saying no, and basically not being the cool parent is what's best for kids. That's not to say children thrive in strict environments. That's not the case. But children thrive when they feel safe. And feeling safe as a kid has everything to do with boundaries. And this is hard, because part of our job as kids is to test these boundaries. And this is also hard, because a big part of our job as parents is to set and maintain boundaries. Boundaries take two. P.S. You can learn more fun stuff about boundaries in episode 42. It's a good one. Essentially, children will reel and spill out until they come up against something metaphorically hard. While it is important to be flexible as a parent, it is also important to be the wall. This idea of pushing up against something immovable offers such important containment for childhood development that scholars like Steiner of the Waldorf style of education, models including lessons like woodworking and Waldorf programming to mirror this internal need externally in real time. Woodworking is literally the act of coming up against something hard, hammer to nail, and the inflexibility of wood. Many Waldorf programs will introduce woodworking in early adolescence to acknowledge this internal need through bodily expression at a time when containment and boundaries are really important. Rules matter, and rules, boundaries, and containment can be difficult to enforce in a respectful way. But doing so means you care. As I have said before, boundaries are a courtesy. Agreeing is easy, right? Compared with saying no, nodding our head in agreement avoids a lot. It avoids conflict and keeps everything real cool. And agreeing is great. It feels good. Think of how nice it feels to have someone you respect say, "Yeah, I totally agree." Hello, ego. How are ya? Now, they might be agreeing with an opinion, or they might be agreeing that it's a good idea to try a trick you've never tried before on a skateboard without pads and a helmet. Not even the pros do that. But agreeing and saying go for it is easier, and it saves a lot of time and energy instead of saying, "Well, that's cool, but you also need to be wearing life-saving equipment while trying a new trick." Option two can lead to all sorts of results. A disagreement, feeling like you are not being encouraging, being a total buzzkill. And to be honest, a lot of the times as a parent, these options mostly suck. No one wants to be a buzzkill. No one wants to get into a heated argument with your kid and be totally disrespected in public when they tell you to shove it up your ass in front of an audience. No thanks. It sucks for everyone. The excited kid and the parent who is like, that's a stupid idea. But of course, coming up with a better way to say that, it's a stupid idea. If as parents, we agreed with everything our kids presented, well, we wouldn't have very healthy kids, emotionally or physically. And this goes for leadership too. As leaders, we are essentially asking our employees to leave every single thing that is important to them, family, pets, and partners, to work toward our dream. And this is big, like really big. Would you want to spend many of your waking hours working towards someone's dream who was super cool, super chill? Sure, it might work for a while, but sooner or later you would be like, hey, do you have your shit together? Because my kid is sitting in aftercare right now because I believe in your dream. So the dream better be good, super organized, and well-researched. And workers deserve that much. And in exchange, leaders need to provide a safe and well-boundaried environment to their workers. The successful ones do. So the next time you're presented with a response of agreement or disagreement, remember to consider the source. Let go of agreement being solely about encouragement. They are two different things. Oftentimes, being challenged comes from a place of love and caring. Quite simply put, caring can also be agreeing, but they are also not the same thing. This has been Joy Is Now with me, Lisa Anderson Schaefer, LMFT. You can find me for hire at lisaandersonschaefer.com and Patreon support for this podcast and the These Three Things project at patreon.com/lisaandersonschaefer. You can also follow along with my musings at Lisa Anderson Schaefer on Instagram. I'd love it if you shared Joy with friends and introduce others to Joy with a 5-star rave review on Apple Podcasts. It's quick and easy and feels like a sweet virtual high five. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you next time.